Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. It's 20 minutes to 8. There goes Pat Benatar, all fired up and all fired up about the movies each week. It is Shane A. Bassett. Good morning.
Good morning, Gilly. I certainly am fired up. I love my movies, and Thursday's my favourite day of the week.
Tell us about Seriously Red. This is an Australian comedy, I believe.
Australian musical comedy. It reminded me a lot of Muriel's Wedding or Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. It's got that kind of style about it. It follows a really lovely lady, but she's down on her luck. She's a real estate salesperson, but on the side, she is a Dolly Parton impersonator, and it's gaining big, big success for her. Like, she's getting to be really popular in clubs and pubs and just parties and things. And Dolly Parton herself even makes an appearance in this.
What?
Yeah, it is actually a really fun film. Rose Byrne is in it. Crewe Boylan is the lead who plays the Dolly Parton impersonator. Her name's Red in the show. And I've not seen her before. She's been in a lot of television, but for a movie and the lead role, I think she's great. So feel-good movie, worth seeing, and support Aussie movies.
Well, I'm very impressed that Dolly Parton's in it, but I'm not particularly surprised because that's the sort of person she strikes me as being, someone that's up for anything.
I think she even put it out on social media or something how fun, proud she was of this movie. She really enjoyed it, so she's endorsing it, which is a big thing. But I think Dolly is timeless. I'm not a major fan of her music or anything, but just as a personality, I think she's lovely.
Yeah, well done. Seriously Red, it's called Odeon 5 Cinemas. You can watch that. Strange World, also at Odeon 5 Cinemas. Tell us about this.
Well, what is strange is it's been released a little bit before Christmas. I would have thought this would have been a great movie for families to go and watch over the Christmas holidays. However, it's a Disney animated adventure, family-friendly. It's only PG, so a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It reminded me of like an Indiana Jones movie or National Treasure. And it's got people voices in it by Jake Gyllenhaal and Lucy Liu. Not much of a story other than just an adventure tale. So, yeah, if you're looking for something to take the kids to or the family to, Strange World.
Okay, now one that you absolutely rate extremely high is The Menu. We've talked about it before, but it is on and you just wanted to remind everyone.
Oh, yeah, it's still showing in cinemas, Odeon 5. Have a look at it, The Menu. I did review it last week, but it's a 9 out of 10 movie for me. It's movie of the month. Check it out. I loved it. Ralph Fiennes is in it as this chef who invites all these people, really rich people, to an island. He gives them this beautiful, lavish menu, but then he's got ulterior motives along the way. So great film. Check out The Menu. Now screening.
Okay. And on Stan, Poker Face.
Yeah, Russell Crowe, who I'm a big fan of. He stars in this, he directs it, he helped with the screenplay. It's a thriller. It starts off sort of like a comedy drama, but ends up being a thriller about a group of friends getting together. They haven't seen each other for a long time. Russell Crowe gets them all together at his big property, this big, nice luxury house, for an announcement. He wants to tell them something. But then while they're there, some robbers, these people come in and try and steal some artwork that he has on the property, and things go wrong from there. So I liked it's on Stan, Poker Face, another Australian film to support.
All right, taking us to the movies each week, it is Shane A. Bassett. And of course, mate, as we move toward Christmas, that's when, as you mentioned earlier, the big ones are coming out. Anything on the horizon for us to keep an eye out for this holiday season?
One of the main big movies coming out is the new Avatar film. So I'll be looking forward to reviewing that. But that one, The Way of the Water, it is called. And it's something like 14 years since the original Avatar was released. So are people still interested? I don't know. You know, I haven't seen it yet, but it does appeal to me. But yeah, that's the big one.
Okay. Shane A. Bassett with us. Thanks as always, my friend. Have a good day.
Cheers, Gilly. Have a good one.